Security. Tesse South Member of Parliament, Maria Massey has warned local sub-county police chiefs against disco matanga, a leading cause of teenage pregnancies, to reduce early marriages and prevent rampant teenage pregnancies. Speaking at Simba Chai Market during the NGCDF public participation on development plans, Amase urged officer commanding police divisions in Amakura and Adingosi respectively, to be vigilant and ensure arrest of all unlicensed DJ who champions disco matanga in the area. The legislature also issued a warning to chiefs who permit such activities within their areas of jurisdiction, stating that they will be held accountable. The fight against disco matanga should be fought with the same intensity as the fight against illicit brew, as we risk losing a generation in the process, the legislature added. Her sentiment comes after a request by women in the area led by Joyce Eppel, who pleaded with the legislature to curb the vice alongside Chang Ardents adjacent to the learning institutions. Residents of Tesso South who raised concern over the re-emergence of disco matanga now want the practice to be criminalized for development of the area and growth of education. Young men who don't go to work spend the whole night dancing, smoking bang and harassing people passing on the road, forcing them to contribute money claiming that it was meant to help transport bodies of the deceased to the village, said Eppel. They play loud music from 6 p.m. to 5 a.m. Some of us have small children, but also we need to sleep so we can wake up early to go to work. I don't object to fundraisers to bury our dead, but why loud music outside my door play for 2 weeks, she wondered. The concern comes at the time when learners will be at home for over 2 months for the long December holidays.